The headline reads, Taliban unscathed by U.S. strikes. And the Post, using its sources inside the CIA and Defense Intelligence Agency, concludes the U.S.-led campaign to crush the Taliban is failing. Mostly because, says the newspaper, when NATO forces kill or capture Taliban leaders, they are quickly replaced. The Taliban is able to, quote, reestablish and rejuvenate often within days of a military setback. According to the Post, citing intelligence sources in the U.S. government, the Taliban is proving to be much more resistant to the onslaught by the NATO forces than General Petraeus and the other military commanders in Afghanistan had expected. In Kandahar, for example, the Taliban have mounted a guerrilla-style approach, melting into the local population when confronted, then reappearing to sabotage coalition forces. Michael O'Hanlon, one of the few foreign policy analysts who actually spent time on the ground in Afghanistan recently, says the Taliban is indeed proving to be a tougher military adversary than first expected.
The Taliban have a certain amount of resoluteness that, frankly, at a military level, you have to respect. And they've got a lot of people they can recruit from, and they are pretty dedicated. Their commitment to their cause is pretty striking, and that makes it tough to beat them.
With the death toll of U.S.-led forces reaching record levels, over 600 at last count, civilian deaths continuing to mount, and now the U.S. helping the Taliban talk to the Karzai government, a majority of Americans see a disconnect between Petraeus's predictions of progress and the war. Polls showing anti-war feeling still growing.
It's a waste of lives, energy, everything.
I'm sorry we're there and hope the president can get us home on schedule.
It's not your normal, you know, stay in formation, fight kind of mentality. It's more guerrilla tactics.
I'm not for the war. I'm not for this war.
The Taliban strategy, says the Post, based on its conversations with sources in the U.S. intelligence establishment, is to simply outlast Obama's troop buildup and his pledge to begin withdrawing troops next July. It's a smart strategy, according to U.S. war planning strategists, who say the Taliban, with assistance from their friends, are constantly regrouping, and often to the surprise of U.S. military commanders, are able to come back and fight again, despite what the U.S. military considers devastating blows. Mike Kellerman, Press TV, Washington.